Scientists have new information about the genetic basis for the differences between humans and chimpanzees. Even though the physical differences are obvious, the genetic sequences of the two species are remarkably similar, more than 98% identical by some measures. NPR's Joe Palca explains that the trick is figuring out which genetic differences are the important ones.
Comparing genomes among different species has become a hot area in biology. The idea is to find the genetic changes that will help explain human evolution. The new information about the chimpanzee comes from Asao Fujiyama and his colleagues at the Riken Genomic Science Center. They have deciphered the complete genetic sequence of chimp chromosome 22. As they report in today's edition of the journal Nature, only 1.44% of the DNA in chimp chromosome 22 differs from the DNA in the comparable human chromosome. Despite the similarities, Evan Eichler says there are also important differences even in this one chromosome. Eichler is a geneticist at the University of Washington in Seattle.
Something like 47 of the genes out of like the 300 that are on chromosome chimp 22, where there's subtle changes in such a way that genes are going to be expressed in different ways, or they're going to have slightly different gene structures.
Is that more or less than people would have predicted?
I think it's more.
But even finding changes in a gene doesn't really tell you all that much. Biologists don't know how a particular change in a gene will change how that gene functions. Maynard Olson is also a geneticist at the University of Washington. Olson says, consider what the Japanese team found about a gene called hair keratin-associated protein.
So this is a protein that's somehow involved in the structure of hair, and it showed an unusual level of difference between chimpanzees and humans. Well, there are lots of differences between human and chimp hair. Chimps have a lot, for example, and we don't have very much.
The problem is that even though scientists know hair keratin-associated protein is involved somehow in hair structure, they don't know how a change in that gene affects the hairiness of the two species. And understanding hair ought to be relatively straightforward.
So when you get into brain function or areas that we know much less about, it's proportionately more difficult.
It's also possible that certain areas of the chimp genome, areas not specifically associated with genes, will be more important in explaining species differences than others. Evan Eichler thinks there are important hotspots of differences scattered throughout the genome.
I think there are specific areas of the genome that are almost like crucibles of evolution, where there's a lot of insertion, deletion, duplication, rearrangement. Imagine them as sites of the genome that are constantly churning. And they're constantly, you know, spewing and picking up sequences and returning over and over again.
These hotspots eventually spit out new genes, genes that help form new species. Eichler says the key will be more detailed sequence data like what the Japanese team provided to find these evolutionary hotspots. Maynard Olson says the Japanese work is just the beginning of a relatively new effort to understand human evolution on a molecular scale.
It was only a few years ago where really all the news about human origins came from dusty excavations of bones in East Africa, and now we have this flood of molecular details, and it's an exciting prospect to try to piece all this together.
But Olson says based on what scientists have learned so far, it doesn't look like there will be any easy answers. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.